So what I came up with was that it needs to be clear. It needs to be obvious from town that, hey, there's snow in the mountains. And it needs to be, you know, relatively widespread. And so I picked 4,000 feet as an elevation. So the highest peaks from Midtown Anchorage to South Anchorage go a little bit above 5,000 feet. And then I think it needs to persist for at least half a day, maybe even a little bit longer. So if you wake up and there's kind of some snow on those peaks in the morning, but then you step out at lunch and it's not there anymore, that's probably not significant enough to be called termination dust. Now, if it gets lower, if it gets, say, down to Flat Top Mountain elevation, which is 3,500 feet or lower, I think a lower amount of snow, we could probably say, yeah, that's termination dust. And then the other thing is that it needs to be after the 1st of August. You know, in July, we haven't even reached our warmest time of the year. So, you know, I think we need to be kind of on the downward trend of temperatures before we can say, yeah, this is under consideration for termination dust.
But Brian, I mean, who are you to decide this? I know you're a big shot climatologist and all, but why are these the criteria? I mean, is it just that these are the things that seem to fit with the spirit of termination dust?
That's a good question. So I think there's, you know, in this warming world, and of course we are warming, and there's a lot of documentation to support that. When it comes to snowfall and the snow season, I'm very frequently asked, you know, what is our snow going to be like? What's our snow season going to be like in this warming world? And, you know, we have lots of ways to describe it in terms of, you know, when is the first snow? When's the last snow? How much snow? How many days of snow in the ground? Is there snow on Halloween or Christmas? And, you know, when does the snow start to cover the mountains? Well, that's an important part of the whole climate picture as well. We don't have a time series like we do for breakup, like we do now for greenup. And so what I'd like to do is build a time series as a climate scientist so that I can go and take this information or someone a generation from now, hopefully, I can take this information and kind of extract some useful meaning out of it. And, you know, so to that extent, you know, someone's got to take the first crack at coming up with these criteria. And I figured, well, I'll just go ahead and do it myself.
And like all great climate-related data sets in Alaska, there has to be some betting behind this, right? I mean, do you expect people will be betting on termination dust in the future?
Well, that's why I'm doing it, because I'll place the biggest bet and I'll get to make the call and then I'll win, right? No, you know, of course, that's a betting on breakup is a favorite pastime in Alaska. And, you know, who knows, maybe that's something people will do at some point in the future on when termination dust is. And of course, if there's money at stake, then there needs to be a very clear cut criteria as to when that occurs.
What's actually going to happen here in the near future? Are we going to see termination dust anytime soon?
Well, interestingly, in the Anchorage National Weather Service forecast office, they put a note in there that said there's a chance. Now, this is not a forecast, but there's a chance, and they actually used the word termination dust could occur here in a couple of days with a kind of a front and a shot of cold air. The timing all has to come together. It's possible that the precipitation will end before the cooler air moves in. So keep your fingers crossed.